Thousands of miles off the eastern seaboard, a group from the Woods Hole-based Sea Education Association has been plying the waters of the Atlantic. For 34 days, they threw nets overboard to see what they could find, when suddenly they found themselves in the middle of a gigantic plastic patch.
The amount of plastic pieces, concentration, trumps every other plastic tow that SEA has done in the last 22 years in the Atlantic. It's a historic day, unfortunately.
In fact, they pulled so much plastic out of the Atlantic, the find could rival the great Pacific garbage patch discovered just last year. Well, Giora Proskurowski is a faculty oceanographer at the Sea Education Association, and he's chief scientist on this expedition. He stepped off the decks of the SSV Corwith Kramer in Bermuda to join us. Welcome to Radio Boston.
It's my pleasure to be talking with you.
So I understand that you and your crew of scientists and volunteers have spent the last 34 days or so at sea in the Atlantic near Bermuda, and you found hundreds of thousands of tiny pieces of plastic. So can you describe to us how you went about collecting all of this material out in the ocean?
Yeah, so what we've been doing, and actually SEA has been doing for the past 22 years in the Atlantic, is running surface net tows that are a meter wide, and they use a mesh net. The mesh is about a third of a millimeter. So we're filtering water through this net and collecting what's trapped inside the net at the bottom of the net. And we do this for about a half hour tow for 1 nautical mile. And in the Atlantic, we've been getting very high concentrations of plastic. On this specific trip, we got what I think is the most plastic ever observed in any of the world's oceans.
Wow. So these nets that you're using were originally designed to capture plankton samples, if I understand correctly. So the mesh is really teeny, teeny, tiny, so that the size of the plastics you've been capturing are also equally small.
Exactly. So what we find is that the bulk of the plastic is, you know, less than your fingernail, less than a pencil eraser, so millimeters in size, and it weighs a tenth of a gram, about the half a weight of a staple, say.
Wow. And so you've been trailing this net back and forth across a portion of the Atlantic, and you said just now remarkably that it may be the most plastic ever found in the Atlantic. So how much did you find?
Right. So our cruise track was a 4,000-mile-long cruise track, and we stopped every 30 miles to do one of these net tows. And what we did is we made it 1,500 miles east of Bermuda to 40 degrees west longitude, and right about 40 degrees west longitude, so this is 2,000 miles or so from the U.S. coastline, we ran to this patch of ocean that had 23,000 pieces of plastic in our net, which translates to about 26 million pieces per square kilometer.
Wow, 26 million pieces per square kilometer of plastics out in the middle of the Atlantic. You know, I think a lot of people may have heard of the Pacific plastic and garbage patch in the other great ocean. Does the size or the concentration of plastics in the Atlantic rival that?
I sailed last year in the Pacific. Didn't we take the same approach in the Pacific as well when we go through the subtropical gyres where this plastic is found? And my sort of opinion was that they were probably the same. Maybe the Atlantic had less, but this trip has certainly proved that there are places in the Atlantic that have more plastic than we've ever seen in the Pacific.
So let me ask you, when a lot of people think of plastics in the ocean, they think of, you know, the six-pack plastic chains that may be trapped around the neck of a small marine mammal or things like that. But I wonder, do you know or do we understand what effect all these tiny microscopic pieces of plastic, the millions of them, could be having on the ocean's ecosystem?
Yeah, I mean, I think what we think of and what we see in pictures is those entanglements or the ingestion by birds and mammals. But what I think is even more scary about the situation is that this plastic exists in these microscopic forms and can start to interact with the smallest portions of the food chain, the zooplankton. You know, one of our efforts out here was to get a handle and see if there is a bioaccumulation of toxins and persistent organic pollutants in the zooplankton and bioaccumulating up the food chain.
So if they were to be bioaccumulating or maybe even interrupting the food chain, how would they be doing that? Through killing the zooplankton or through leaching chemicals into the water?
Well, so plastics have toxins in their additives during their manufacturing process, but they also accumulate persistent organic pollutants when they sit out in the ocean. And so I think that we're just doing the very first entry-level science on the bioaccumulation and the effects that it's having on the lowest level of the food chain in the zooplankton.
And what's your concern about the impact this might have, all these plastics might have, on higher levels of the food chain or the bigger levels of the marine ecosystem?
Well, I think certainly when you start altering the base of the food chain, it's going to cascade upwards. And it's just something we don't know. And we have to be very aware of logic and previous work.
So now that you have this remarkable set of data from these hundreds of thousands of pieces of microscopic plastic you found in the Atlantic, when you do get back here to Woods Hole, what are you going to do with the plastic that you found, with the data? What's next for this phase of the research?
Well, a lot of analysis that we can do on the individual pieces. There are samples that we've taken of zooplankton and of fish and of like microbial samples that we'll start to analyze and see where we can go. One of the big questions that I have is, what are the microbial populations living on this plastic? Which species are living there, and are they possibly using the plastic as a food source?
Mm. So you've been speaking to us as an oceanographer now, who's just spent over a month out at sea in the middle of the Atlantic, pretty much as far away from land and the origins of human pollution as you can get. Does this make you feel like there's no part of the world, of the world's ocean now, that's immune from human garbage or the effects of how we live today?
Yeah, that is one of probably the most dispiriting parts of all of this, is that we're about as far as you can get from land, and still we're faced to confront what we do to the earth. We were forced to confront four times a day because that's how many nets we did, and every single net we pulled up had plenty of plastic in it.
Well, Dr. Giora Proskurowski is a faculty oceanographer at the Sea Education Association based in Woods Hole, and he's also chief scientist for the expedition aboard the Corwith Kramer that just spent a month at sea finding an enormous amount of plastic in the middle of the Atlantic, but he's back on land in Bermuda. Dr. Proskurowski, thank you so much for sharing your findings with us.
Thank you for having me, and thanks for your interest.
Well, there's a video of Proskurowski and fellow scientists sailing through that Atlantic plastic patch. It's on our website, wbur.org/Boston. When we come back, a Massachusetts psychiatrist says mental health treatment is in the midst of a crisis because his very own profession has become unhinged. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.